When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Happer and Shaper on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Mike Shaper, Connor Happer back with you on Happer and Shaper. Welcoming in now Tom and Bach.
Hello.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Howdy. Are you guys going out for New Year's Eve? Are you excited about New Year's Eve?
Going to a friend's house.
You're not going to go
there'll be a bunch of people there
or anything like
there'll
that?
No. I want to stay far away from the bars, regardless of if there's a fight or not on New
My
Year's.
Dad used to call New Year's Eve amateur night. Would you describe it that way?
Yeah.
I've never really been around, like, bar fights
different
on New Year's Eve, but I also avoid the bars on New Year's for the most part. Like,
usually
a friend's house. I'm going a buddy has invited a bunch of us out to a cabin, and we're just going to go watch the college football playoffs.
I wonder, no one's driving anywhere.
Like it's fantastic.
You guys were at my wedding. Obviously, it was New Year's Eve.
Yep, Michigan State was getting torched.
And I was so grateful for that because it was on in the ballroom where we had the wedding.
People wanted to pay more attention to you.
Yeah, it was a blowout, so nobody cared about Michigan State was getting blown. What was the final on that? It was just terrible.
31-0 or something.
I think it's 38-0.
I don't think Michigan State scored.
No, they didn't. Yeah. I wish if only Iowa had got in that year.
Oh, hey, Bach, what's up?
Hey, there. Yep, I'm here.
How's it going? All right, should we keep going with deck of cards?
Yeah,
then?
We got a good one here.
All right,
the four of diamonds. What position would you feel most qualified to coach? We'll put this for football only.
Most qualified to coach.
Where is the least amount of technical?
I think I could coach special teams. Run down, kick the ball. Here's what
you
I would
have
do.
A whole bunch of people yelling at their car.
That's right.
Right now. You can't do any worse, Tom.
That's right. Well, I would just get good special teams performers. One guy who can kick it through the end zone, and a guy who can punt it over the stadium.
Yeah, you look like a genius,
and then you'll be safe.
And then I'll be safe.
I would say running backs.
Okay.
Because they're not doing anything.
I feel like there's the least amount
inherent skill there.
Yeah, you have inherent skill. There's the least amount of like technician. You need to like to play wide receiver, defensive back. There's so much offensive line, defensive line. Much hand stuff, placement, where you need to be. I can't. You know, that's
running backs can get on the field the earliest.
Running backs, you throw them out there and you see if they're good or not. Yeah. And that's a very harsh oversimplification of what running backs do. That would be my pick.
The caveat
I'm
that I'm not
for
qualified for any of it.
Right,
I'm
right.
putting myself at defensive coordinator, and we're just blitzing the hell out of
it. All right.
Cover zero.
Basically. We're in man coverage blitzing all the time. They get one off, they get one off.
Offensive coordinator, I would run the most sarcastic place. That would be it.
I think I'd just hang out with Keith Williams, try to take in some of that energy, and try to coach wide receivers.
You're the assistant to the wide receiver coach.
That's right.
Well, just get some big 6'4", 220 guys. Yeah, have them run 4.40s.
That's right.
Get a bunch of DK Metcalfs, and you're fine.
Yeah.
Schaefer, one or two
rock
more
trees.
Okay. This is one. Knowing everything you know about the sport now, how good would you be at basketball if you went back in time and were one of the original players?
Oh, wow.
Pretty darn good.
Yeah. CBD.
Yeah. This question sponsored by Trek CBD. Yeah, there's some gems that we're never going to get to in here. And I forgot that I did this.
Like, if you took a three-point shot back in the 20s, they would go, what are you doing?
Yeah, they can't probably put you in
jail.
Well,
there was no three-point then, so that kind of complicates it.
If you step back even to a would be it.
So the question is, how good would I be?
Let's play a zone defense.
The question is, how good would I be, or what would I like? What would be my strategy?
Well, how good would you be?
I would be the best player of all time.
Well, of the original players, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Dr. Naismith just invents the game. You're one of the first guys to go play it. Yeah. Wouldn't you just dominate?
Yeah. Like behind the back pass, in between the legs.
You'd be sitting for that on my team, Bach.
Oh, yeah, you'd probably get... I'd be benching all you guys.
Everybody was shorter back then, too. Like, I'd be... Yeah. Yeah, you know, like, I wouldn't... They wouldn't know what to do once I shot it from, like, 20 feet away. They'd be like,
he drained it. What the heck?
He's a monster.
Now, the basket... I would have a tough time adjusting to the basketball. I think they were more closer to like rocks or something like that.
The basket, you didn't go through. You had to go pick it out.
Right. So that would be an adjustment. But I think
I think the scores were like 12-6 or something. Right. I think that you could definitely
you have 12 points yourself.
Yeah, I know. You could really run the courts.
You're just like trying to get everybody clear out.
Yeah.
One more. One more. Come on. This is fun. We're gonna do a bunch of them tomorrow too, because we have nothing better to do.
Okay, here we go. I don't know if Tom got into video games, but I'm pretty sure everybody
I played
else
Madden
did.
Back in
okay.
the day.
Well, there you can substitute Madden here. What was your best play on the NCAA football video game series?
Four verts. Isn't everybody's
really?
Four verts? Yeah.
Four verts, throw it to the slot guy?
Yeah, the slot guy. I'd run off to the side. The slot guy would get open. Nobody would ever cover him.
Yeah.
Or you can just change it to have somebody do a comeback if they're playing off coverage.
Mine was a, I know it was in the ace formation. You had the three wide receivers, single back, double outs, deep outs, and then the inside wide receiver would be running a post, and the tight end would run a drag. You just read what the coverage is. You know exactly where that ball is going to go. You don't have to worry about whatever the running back
is. That's pretty solid.
That play was fantastic in the red zone.
Once they introduced the read option on the game, it got pretty pretty good.
That was the play.
Yeah. you could run that basically every single time.
We were just blitzing the hell out of you, so you weren't going anywhere.
But then they would do play actions off of it, too. And now on Madden, you could actually do RPOs.
Oh.
Where you could choose to throw it right away. Yeah.
Have you bought the new version?
Yeah, I play Madden right now, yeah. I mean, year three with the Cowboys. We won two Super Bowls.
Tom?
With the Cowboys?
Which of the four Tecmo Bowl plays was your favorite?
No idea what you're saying. You guys, I remember playing electric football back in the day.
We're just like...
It would vibrate.
NFL Blitz, Da Bomb?
Da Bomb,
Da Bomb. That's right. But it was a cotton football, and you could kick it. I mean, one guy has ever made a field goal with a cotton football, but I think I saw it done.
All right. That's a deck of cards game. More of that tomorrow on our final show. Tom and Bach are next. See you guys later.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.